9. Welcome to Infusion, Prophetic Moment Live Open Forum Radio Broadcast. Here are Americus Cheney, Apostle of Sons and Daughters of Elijah Covenant Fellowship, and Dr. Clarice Cheney, Senior Pastor of Soul Harvest Ministries.
Praise God, praise God, amen.
Glory,
praise
glory.
God. I'm your host, Dr. Cheney.
Co-host, Americus Cheney.
Amen. Go ahead, panel. Praise God.
Amen, Apostle Reed. Pastor Terrence Sapp.
Apostle LaTanya Turner.
Pastor Deborah Freeman.
Praise
God. Share your churches. The name of your churches.
Pure in Heart Ministries.
Thomas Chapel Church of God by Faith.
Pure in Heart.
Amen.
Mighty Russian Wind Ministry Center.
Amen. Soul Harvest Ministry. Praise the Lord.
Amen. And
we're just excited to be before you again. Amen. Praise God. And we just have an awesome topic today. And we know it's going to bless the people of God. So I tell you, sit still and listen and just allow the Lord to bless you today. Amen. As he always do. Amen. Because it's God that's doing it. Amen. Praise God. We had the topic that, amen, the Holy Spirit dealt with me this week about, praise God, about God qualifying us. Amen. To minister his word. Amen. And you know, God doesn't call the qualified, but God qualified the call. Praise God. Amen. And we need to realize that it's all about him. Amen.
Yes.
Praise the Lord. And I'm coming from 1 Corinthians 1:27-29. Said, but God chose what is foolish in the world to shame the wise. God chose what is weak in the world to shame the strong. God chose what is low and despised in the world, even things that are not, to bring to nothing things that are, so that no human being might boast in the presence of God. Amen. Amen. And you know, sometimes we may feel unable. We may feel that we unqualified to do what God is asking of us. Amen. We may even respond by turning away in fear, or we may even have denial. Amen. But instead of ignoring what God called you to do, you should think about the answer that God gave Moses when he called him. He said, I will be with you. Amen. Amen. And we should remember that God doesn't call the qualified. God qualifies us for the call. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. And if we just look in some of the things that's in the Bible, just some of the men and women of God in the Bible, praise God, and how God used them even with the things that they've done. I mean, look at Jacob, for instance. Jacob, he was known to be a cheater, amen? But God still used him, amen? Peter had a bad temper, praise the Lord, amen? David even had an affair. Noah was a drunk, praise God, amen? Jonah ran away from God. And Paul was a murderer.
Yes.
Gideon was very insecure, amen? And Miriam, remember, she was a gossiper, amen? Martha was a worrier, and Thomas was a doubter. But you know, Sarah was very impatient. You know what happened to Sarah? Because she was impatient. Elijah was moody, and Moses, he stuttered. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. So we're so quick to judge people by their appearance. And sometimes when we look at the appearance to judge them, we find out, y'all, that we're completely wrong. Praise God. Praise God. So what I'm led to do today, I'm asking the panel today, they're just going to express and share with you. I know it's going to be a blessing, just how God called them and where they was. Amen. What they was doing when God called them to the ministry. Praise the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. And you know, it's going to be a blessing to you. Praise God. Amen. And I'm going to start out with my husband, Apostle Cheney. I remember my husband shared a lot of stuff with me, praise God, about all these religions he studied before he came over to God. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Go ahead, Apostle Cheney.
Amen. I think this is a powerful subject because a lot of times we try to qualify ourselves.
Yeah.
We try to make God anoint us in prayer and fasting. Although that it is essential that we do pray and fast, we believe that it'll anoint us, mm-hmm. but God anoints us.
Yeah.
Amen. And that just sustains us.
Yes.
And
yes.
there's a difference. And I remember walking down, going to work, this is years ago, probably over 30. Mm-hmm. And going to hospitality, and I heard the Lord say, do the work of an evangelist. I knelt downtown, and this is over Main Street and where the old hospitality hotel was. I knelt down before everybody, and I say, Lord, I receive your calling.
My God.
And at that moment, he told me to do, and it was an humble situation. Mm. It wasn't before a whole lot of people, although I did initial, what you call, pre-sermon, sermonette. But I heard the audible voice of God, and it was a humble situation, and I received at that time.
Amen. Yeah. But Pastor Cheney, tell us about some of the religion you studied before you even came to God. You were sharing a lot of that with me.
When I was seeking the Lord, I wasn't reared in a traditional Christian home. I was in Jehovah's Witness, Christian Science, part of the Catholic religion. Christian Science was something else. Messianic, not Masonic, but Messianic. It is a true, that's the city of HaMashiach, Yahweh, the Most High God, that is real. But I was a part of a lot of occultic religions because I was trying to find truth. I was trying to qualify myself.
Come on.
Trying to qualify God in what I believe was truth.
Yes.
Instead of God qualifying himself in me.
Glory.
My
and
God.
See, and so therefore I've learned the difference. I could tell what is occultic and what is fake and what is real.
Yes. Amen. Amen. That is so awesome. Thank you, Apostle Chain. That is so awesome. So that goes to show you, amen, that he did all this studying to qualify himself. But once he came over to the Lord's side and God called him, amen, once he called you, he qualified you, amen.
And he was calling me all of a while. That was a part of the ministry.
Yes, yes.
I was, because remember that he's the one that calls us.
Yes, yes.
He has appointed us. Mm. And the Bible says none can come unto the Lord except the Lord, Spirit of the Lord, draw him.
Yes.
And so the Lord drew me. Mm. And in that process, I was trying to find him, and you know, and so, but
look at God.
Look at the Lord.
Amen. Look at the Lord. Ain't God awesome? That is so awesome. Thank you. I appreciate that. Amen. And now, praise God, we're going to ask Pastor Reed. Apostle Reed. Amen. Praise the Lord. Glory to God.
Amen.
Amen.
He qualifies the called. Amen.
Yes.
I was in Key West, Florida, when I first came to the ministry, and I was at a visiting church, and I was in the military, and you know, young lad, you say, well, first thing when we leave home, we're not gonna go back to where we was raised. And, you know, I was Kojic, so I was always in church. So the last place I wanted to be was in church, but I decided to go visit a church, and it was a lady there by the name of Mother Williams, the pastor. And at the end of the service, it was a real small, what we would call house church. And she looked over the people, it was about 30 of us in there, and she pointed to me and she said, listen, I need for you to be back here next Sunday, because we're doing a licensing ceremony, and I want to give you minister license. God told me to license you as a minister. And out of respect, because Mother always told me that you have to respect the elderly. So I was like, ma'am, I don't want no license, and I don't want to come back here. It's not what I want to do.
That's good.
She said, okay, I'll see you next Sunday. So,
thank
you,
God.
Know, mama, you don't disrespect elders. So that's where I got my start, and she just seen God in me.
Amen.
So that goes to tell me that you can run, but you can't hide.
That is awesome.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Go ahead, Pastor Self. Amen.
Good evening. Good evening. Mine's pretty interesting. I'll try to condense it in a minute.
Yes, that's awesome.
I was
yes.
one of those guys. But first of all, I want to just comment on being qualified. It's the blood that both qualify and justify us.
Yes.
Yes.
It's no good work.
love it. Yes.
That we can possibly do.
No good.
There's no information that we can obtain to qualify us. It's just
come on.
The precious blood of Jesus Christ.
Yes, yes, yes.
That both qualify and justify us. Interesting. I have a rich family history when it comes to worshiping the Lord. My grandfather was a pastor for many years, and it's often been said that on his dying bed, he prayed for his grands, his children, and his grandchildren, and his great grands.
Yes, yes.
To receive Christ into their heart.
Yes.
And I was one of those that prayers was my grandfather's prayers was answered. Amen.
Yes.
And fast forward, probably 20 years later, 25 years later, after he had gone on to the glory, I was in the nightclub. Y'all don't hear me.
Come on.
It was unusual where the Spirit of the Lord came
into my life.
Come on now. Yes.
And that's where I received the baptism. No, I wasn't in church, although I had been hearing the gospel.
Yes.
Going back and forth to church and the club.
Yes.
You hear me?
Yes.
Come on.
But God decided to draw me out of the nightclub. Hallelujah. Fill me with his Spirit.
Yes,
and
Lord.
That's when he decided to use me for his glory. Hallelujah. God will meet us right where we are. Amen.
Yes, he will.
My God, that is so awesome. You heard him, amen. Pray you can run, but you can't hide. God found him in the nightclub, amen. My God, I see some going into the year 2019. God is going to find you. Amen. Come on now. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Amen. Now, Apostle Turner. Go ahead, Apostle Turner. Praise God.
Praise the Lord. I just bless the Lord. I was attending a Baptist church that I had grown up in. When the Lord saved me at our neighbor's house, who was a woman of God. Amen. And I just... bless the Lord for that. Amen. I was 19 years old. And God just came in and moved by his Spirit. I was in there for about 4 hours, and it seemed like a very short time.
My God.
God dealing with me and ministering to me and all of that. And I never had any aspirations to be anything but saved.
Yes. My God. Yeah. Glory.
And God just began to just pull me out of all of my comfort zones. Amen. I've done everything in the church, from being the janitor to the treasurer. Amen. To the ushers, to everything.
Amen.
I've held every position in the church. And God just came in and called me at that time to preach. And I just was so reluctant. Amen. But he just allowed me to know it was a calling that came from him.
Glory. Amen. Thank you,
and
Jesus.
Just to go forward in that.
Amen. Thank you, Apostle Turner. Praise God. Amen. And we're going to have Pastor Prophetess Deborah. Amen.
Well, I think I shared this one time before where I was on my mama's front porch.
Yes.
With a cigarette in one hand and a beer in another.
Yes, Lord.
Wait a minute. You wasn't calling on Jesus at the altar, was you?
I was playing Christian music.
Okay.
And it was called Fill My Cup, Lord.
Wow. Amen.
Amen.
And I say this all the time, is that my beer can was getting empty. So being sarcastic, I lifted up and I said, fill my can, Lord. And the can went one way, the cigarette went another way, and I flipped back. And when I came up, all I was doing, the tears were just flowing.
My God.
Oh, Jesus. Glory.
The Spirit of the Lord had come upon me.
Hallelujah.
And this is the first time I heard the voice of the Lord. The Lord says, go tell your mom. And he said, because if you don't, it will come that you are not saved to you. And I ran in the house, and I told my mom, I said, I'm saved. My mom, she was laying down. She jumped up, and she got the phone, and she called everybody, because I was the one that was always out. She was always wondering where I was, what I was doing. But God, he got a hold of me. Now, when he called me, I was sitting on the front porch, and I was reading Benny Hinn's Good Morning, Holy Spirit.
Yes.
And I heard an audible voice says, I want you to feed him and feed him. And I was like, I don't know what you're talking about, Lord. And no more came. And I think it was maybe a year later, that same word came. I want you to feed them and feed them.
Mm.
And I said, are you going to tell me what you're saying? And this is when he spoke to me. He says, I want you to feed them in the natural and feed them in the spirit. He says, this is what I'm calling you to do. And from that point on, then from the church that I was in, the pastor wanted to ordain me. And I was like, I ain't ready. I'm kind of like brother over there, Apostle Reed. I'm not ready for that. God haven't spoken to me concerning that. He's spoken to you, but he hasn't called me. You know, he hasn't told me that.
Come on.
And so for 2 years, she came back and she says, I want to ordain you. God told me to ordain you. And I said, well, he spoke that to me, that it was time. So we can't just allow people to put something on us and God hasn't confirmed that.
Yes.
I just thank God that he was right there for me. In the midst of being sarcastic, he saved me and said,
And I want to ask somebody, I told my wife I wasn't going to talk, but she said, was the Spirit of the Lord. Listen to those out there that's listening. Listen to every one of us. We have a testimony on how God called us.
Yes.
I came from an occultic type of lineage, and then from a ministerial lineage as well. Pastor Sapp was in the club. Apostle Turner, she was in the church. Apostle Reed was in the church. Pastor Deborah, Prophetess Deborah, she was on the porch
and with
one cigarette in one camp. God can call you.
Yes.
And I heard a preacher said that God calls you when you call on him, his name. No, God calls you when he calls you.
Yes.
A need. I was turned into the Lord by a supernatural manifestation that had nothing to do with God. But it compelled me. God used it. And now that's why I understand the supernatural. And so some of us were called out of supernatural means. Paul was called out of due season. He was chosen out of due season to be an apostle. God can call you out of your weary state.
Come on now.
And you don't have to be speaking in tongues for God to call you as being a minister of the gospel.
My God, glory.
He can call and use you right now to be the most powerfulest prophet.
Ooh, yes,
matter of fact,
Lord.
One of the powerfulest prophets was filled with pride that God had to take him off the face of the earth.
Yes.
The other prophet was powerful, but God had to take him off the face of because he didn't obey God.
Amen. Oh, this is just so powerful. Amen. Thank you, panel. Amen. I was just thinking, praise God, as you were sharing your testimony, how God dealt with me. My calling started when I was actually 16 years old because I went through a lot at that age. Sexual abuse, just different things. And then when I became adult, I was in different relationships. One was with someone that was an alcoholic. The next one was with someone that was on drugs. Amen. On crack. Praise God. Amen. But I went through, I was abused. I was, oh my God, kicked down the stairs, abused mentally, abused physically. Amen. I realized and recognized at that time that God was calling me, but I did not want to actually accept the calling. But through all that, amen, I realized and recognized that I needed Jesus in my life. Amen. Praise God. So then I had to learn to forgive after all that. Praise God.
Amen.
So through all that, I realized that God had his hands on my life and he loved me. Amen. The enemy was trying to destroy me and kill me at a very young age. But God, amen. But God, praise God. I could have lost my mind, y'all. I could have been an alcoholic. You know, sometimes when you're in a relationship with an alcoholic, you can become an alcoholic. If you're in a relationship with someone that's doing drugs, you can get on drugs as well. Sometimes females go that way. But God helped me, praise the Lord. He had his hands on my life. And I shared the testimony how I was adopted, and amen, praise God. But God still had a plan for my life, praise God, amen.
Yes.
And to all that, amen, when God called me, I was like Moses. I was, because at a young age, I'm going to tell you, I was very tact on it. So when I opened my mouth and talk, I talked so fast, nobody could understand me. Then they would pick at me, so that's why I used to just walk around smiling. I refused to talk. Amen. And so when God called me, I was like, Lord, you know, I talk fast and some words I don't even pronounce right. And you telling me I got to minister to, you know, and use me. I felt like Moses at the time. I was I was very tongue-tongued. Amen. But look at God. Amen.
Amen.
And the Lord said, you're not doing it anyway. I'm doing it through you. Praise the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
So I just thank the Lord. Glory to God. Amen.
Yes.
And for you out there today, amen. It doesn't matter what state you're in, where you're at today. When God has a call on your life, you have to answer to that calling. Amen. Hey, you got to answer. Amen. You'll find out that your life will truly change and you will be so glad that you answer his calling. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Amen. I want to now, praise God, switch over a few minutes, amen, because this being bearing on my heart, what I want to discuss next, amen, and where I'm coming from is in the scripture, Acts 2:17, in the last days, God said, I will pour my spirit on all people, your sons and your daughters will prophesy, your young men will see visions, and your old men will dream dreams, praise God, amen, and from that, what I'm saying here is that, I'm going to ask Apostle Cheney first, amen. And before I ask him this question, you know, being a woman pastor, praise God, or you see women pastors, you see women apostles, praise God, and you know, within the church, men may feel that women should be apostles, women should be pastors. But I'm going to tell you what happened to me. I grew up in a Baptist church, which you know now, Baptist is for gospel now. It's you know, back then you women just was quiet in the church. That's what we was taught. So as I grew up as a grown up in the Baptist church, I did not believe in women pastors either.
Hmm.
Amen. Until God set me on a woman pastor. Amen. He put me on an apostle, Kim Daniels. From that point on, God called me.
Yes.
Amen. So when he called me, oh my God, I couldn't help but believe. Amen. So
amen.
When God called you, he qualifies you. Praise God. Amen. So I'm going to ask Apostle Cheney just to expound on that from the word, the scripture I just read in the last day. He poured his spirit upon all flesh. Amen.
And the charismata, the spiritual gifts are given by the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
That has nothing to do with physical gender.
Yes.
The matter of fact, you don't have to be called as a fivefold ministry or gifting to minister. He said, after the Holy Spirit come upon you, you shall receive power, but you shall be witnesses unto me. And so all of us we're compelled, or we have a commission to tell someone about the goodness, good news, the good news, the gospel of Jesus Christ. Anybody preaches, we see Aquila and Priscilla. There was a husband and a wife team. They expounded to Apollos the more excellency way, or the more knowledgeable way, of the ministry of the doctrine of the Messiah, because Apollos more or less preached the law, but we're not going to go into a lot of theology or ecclesiology. But I would say this, whom God appointed, we are so caught up in non-essentials that has nothing to do with salvation.
And
I tell a lot of men, they say, you don't believe in women apostles and women prophets and women pastors. I tell them this right here. Are you doing the work?
Are you doing the work?
You study fighting them, but they're doing the work, and you don't have any works behind you.
Yes.
Jesus said, believe at least on the works that I do.
Come on.
If you don't believe in my name and what I do,
at
least believe, or who I am, believe in the works.
Yes.
So there's no male nor female in God.
Amen.
That amen. God so qualifies by the power. The Bible says, he qualifies. That joined, we join ourselves unto God, is one spirit.
Amen.
And there's no difference.
That is so awesome. And you know, when you read that scripture, people, they don't, when they read it, they don't expound on it. They actually read it, but they don't, for some reason, do not believe it. But it said it right there in the word. Amen.
Praise I bet it. You that so one of y'all out there is going through some sickness. If you know a woman of God walks in the power of God, I guarantee that you'll be knocking at that church. You're going to forget about that foolishness.
Yes. Amen. Amen. So what it says, right? Thank you, Apostle. It says all of women and men are giving spiritual gifts. Amen. For the building and edify of the body of Christ. And if you notice in the scriptures, it does not mention in scripture a different gifts for men and women. Amen.
That's so good.
So we can infer from that the Holy Spirit determined gifts will be given to which person in respective, not in respective of gender. Amen. Amen. So we as people of God, we should allow all people to operate fully in the gift that God has given them.
Amen.
Praise God. And I always say, if you, and it just is my cliche in saying, if you focus on what God called you to do, you won't have time to be focused on what you feel like somebody should not be doing.
Amen.
Then you're able to, praise God, to do what God called you to do and be effective in it. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. And like I said earlier, amen, if we think about how he responds to Moses, he told him he will be with him. Amen. Then we could be certain of God's presence with us. Praise God. When he called us. Amen. And if we can have as much faith in God as God seemed to have in us, then we can boldly pursue whatever is asked of us. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Amen. Remember where you are in your life with God. He is the one to qualify you for what he called you to do. Amen. He can help you overcome the mistakes you have made and even use you to help others. Amen. Just allow him to use you. Praise God. Just allow the Lord to use you. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. God doesn't call the qualified. God qualifies the call. Amen. Amen. Praise God. I didn't know if anyone else have anything they, the Lord have them to say. Praise God. Amen. Go ahead. Go ahead, Pastor. Pastor Sal.
I tell you, it's such a beautiful theme here.
Yes.
It's ironic that the theme is God qualifies, because I'm unqualified to kind of elaborate on some of these things, this last issue. But mm-hmm. I just keep it simple, see?
Yes, yes, yes.
I leave the heavy stuff to Apostle Cheney. But I'm just a simple preacher. I just pattern myself after Christ.
Amen.
And I seen my Savior,
my God,
use women all the time.
Yes. Amen.
To proclaim messages. Amen.
Amen.
And I just follow suit like that. But my comment is this also. God is a visionary.
Yes.
Amen. He's a visionary. He sees the end from the beginning.
Yes.
Amen.
My God, that is awesome.
So all that we have done, all that we was doing when we was out there in the world, God wasn't concerned about that, because he already knew the end of all things.
Yes.
From the beginning.
Yes.
That's my comment.
I love it. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. Go ahead, Apostle.
Praise
glory to God.
Amen. I want your heart to be opened up to listen to the voice of God. Listen to the Holy Spirit. And no matter what condition you are in, what position where you're at,
yes,
the Lord loves you,
yes,
and he's the one who's going to call you. The Bible says he calls us out of darkness into his marvelous light. He has translated us, and he has caused us to sit in heavenly places with him. He qualifies you so you don't have to be put to shame. So Jesus loves you. Receive him today. Those that don't know him, Jesus died on the cross for you, yes, you, and shed his blood for you, that you may have rights to the tree of life. Bless you. Amen.
We want you to join us tomorrow. Soul Harvest Ministries. We at 573 Oak Leaf Plantation Parkway. Amen. Our services start at 12:30. We would love for you to be there. Amen. And you be blessed. Praise the Lord. Amen.
Thanks for joining us for Infusion with Americus and Clarice Cheney. If you would like to correspond with or contact this ministry, you can follow them on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And visit them online at soulharvestfamilyworshipministries.org.